What a week. It's been a bad week. Really. All the way around. I've been a real ass lately, too. It's kind of why I haven't been doing these so much. Like, I don't mind. I don't do these just to get on and talk about myself and make myself look cool. Lord knows. As anyone who's listened to any of these knows. But in the same sense, I'm not just going to get up here and get on this if I'm just going to be an ass either. You know? You ever get in those moods where you just... You know you're an ass. You know you're being an ass, but you can't really stop being an ass. You know what I mean? Like, everything that's coming out of your mouth, you're putting your foot in your mouth, and you're just being a dick, and you don't know why, but you don't really feel like stopping either. It's been like that all week. Last couple weeks, actually. I think it's because my birthday's coming up. I got kicked out of a FedEx. Well, not really kicked out. He kicked me out after I said about 18 times I'm never coming back here. So is that getting kicked out? I don't really think it counts as getting kicked out. And basically, I was only still there because they had my package. I don't want you in here anymore. Can I have my package? They got a new policy. They're gonna inspect all your packages if you declare a value on them. You know, so I send artwork through the mail, so of course I declare a certain value on there. I don't even know why I bother, because if you ever had FedEx or any of these shipping places damage something of yours, you know, good luck getting any money for it. You're lucky if you even get them to refund your shipping. But whatever, you know, I just go through the drill anyhow and declare a value. So then they want to open it up. And I said, here's my problem with them. They want to open it up and inspect it and make sure it's wrapped properly. The problem with that logic to me is you're now gonna unwrap all the wrapping I did, and it's never going to be wrapped again as good as I wrapped it the first time, because it's just you on a counter. It wasn't like a FedEx Kinko's where they all have all sorts of bubble wrap and stuff. It was just a drop-off thing by the airport. So you're going to unwrap it and then wrap it worse than it was originally wrapped. Where's the sense in that? And you make $10 an hour. This is a $900 shipment of artwork. I don't like the math there, really. I don't need some box monkey fiddling through $900 artwork to make sure it's packed properly, as if they could tell anyhow. See what I just did there? See what I said about being an ass? I just insulted everybody who works at, like, Kinko's and stuff now. They're not all box monkeys. But you see my point here. It's not going to get... So, I voiced my opinion to the lady. I didn't shout. I didn't swear. I said, this doesn't make any sense. Well, that's a policy. I said, well, you know, pass along that I think this is stupid and I'm not coming back here. What, would you like to talk to a manager? Sure. Why not? I'm on a roll, you know? I'm in an a-hole mood. Why? Yeah, bring him out here. Why not? One of the few times I'm at FedEx and I'm not in a hurry, I might as well take advantage of it. So he comes out, and he's an asshole right from Jump Street, too. So now it's just two assholes just getting on each other's nerves for about 5 minutes. And several times I repeat, well, I'm never coming back here. That's fine, it's your policy. My only point is I'm never coming back. I just passed that along. Well, that's the policy. You know, I just went back and forth like that. So then I started being a real dick. You ever have one of those days? I've been having them all week. But you know those days where every inanimate object is fighting you and doesn't want to do what you want to do? The clerk on my right, who works for FedEx, is having one of those days. And because I have one of those days all the time, I know what's coming. You know, I can tell that she's dropping stuff and having one of those days. So I see her pull the tape thing out, and I go, you know, that's not the way to use that tape gun. Because I know the tape gun's going to explode on her. Because she's having one of those days. So, of course, I said, that's not how to use that tape gun. She gives me a look, and then, of course, the whole spool comes off. See, I told you. You know, I'm arguing with him while, you know, out of the corner of my mouth going, that whole stack's going to fall if you do that. And then, boom, 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 the whole stack falls, you know. So I'm driving her crazy, and this is irritating him. So he tells me, you know what, I want you out of here. You can leave my counter now. And I said, I've been trying to do that for 10 minutes, but you still have my box that I'm just decided not to ship, remember? We don't have your box. I said, ask her if she's got my box. And she's holding the box because it's a box that tipped over the whole stack. And she goes, I don't think so. I said, what's that in your hand? And she looks at it. Yep, it's my box. Thank you. Have a nice day. So there was that. And then I got a big argument at Verizon. And just everywhere I go. Right? And like, you know, one of those days. And before I even go to FedEx, I'm looking for a box. The only box I have has all my hunting stuff in there. So I dump that out, right, thinking it's just clothes. No, it's 3 boxes of shotgun shells break open and go rolling everywhere. Rattle, rattle, rattle. So now there's shotgun shells all over the hallway and all over the steps. I'm sure I'm going to trip on and break my neck. So, you know, I grab like 2 fistfuls of them and just throw them in the corner and they roll back down. And it's great. Super. It's been that all week. All, well, 2 weeks. I got a great idea for an Evel Knievel story, but I can't get the end to work. I illustrate comic books, in case you don't know. Some people, oddly enough, don't even know what I do. They just listen to the podcast. That's what I do. I draw comic books, and I do stuff for Mad. So I got a great Evel Knievel idea, but the end, I'm going to ruin the end for everybody who's listening. Sorry. You see a kid watching Evel Knievel. He thinks it's cool. The dad thinks it's cool, too, because Evel Knievel tries to jump over a bus and doesn't make it. The bus explodes. Kid thinks it's cool. The dad goes, yeah, why don't you try that? Great idea. You know, and then the punchline is you see the kid jumping over the bus, and he's got dynamite, too, so there's an explosion. And it turns out the dad's a terrorist. Ba-dum-bum. You know. It'll be funnier when I draw it, trust me, but I can't get the end to work. So I'm looking up Evel Knievel stuff, and I'm trying to find pictures of terrorists, but you can't know that the dad is a terrorist until the last panel. So so I'm having trouble getting that. You know, I've got pictures of terrorists, but they all, in order to make him look like a stereotypical terrorist, you're going to know he's a terrorist right away, and so that's going to ruin the joke. So that's not working. And I really want to draw Evel Knievel. And then I invented a cart, a dolly. When you go to comic book conventions, one of the things that drives you nuts is you can either go back and forth carrying all your crap and your boxes and display and sweat like an idiot, or you can drag a 50-pound dolly with you everywhere you go. You know, and if you're taking a plane, that's not really an option. So what I did is I took a dolly, and I sawed it into little pieces. And then I sawed up a bunch of walkers, you know, old people walkers. I got them from the thrift store. They're aluminum. They're light. I sawed all those up, and I bolted them together in such a way that it weighs like 20 pounds. That's it. And you can fold the whole thing up and put it basically in your suitcase. And then when you put it all together, you can carry, you know, 300 pounds of stuff. It's great. So I made one, it works, and I started making another one. I'm having a crappy week. I need to do something constructive. I'll make another one of these carts. My air compressor breaks, like halfway through sawing through a walker. So now my air compressor's broken. So that's it. You know, that's the whole week. I'm in an a-hole mood anyhow, and then everything's going wrong. Then this morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, pounding on the door downstairs. I'm expecting some packages, so I go down, assuming it's UPS or somebody. No, guess who it is? You won't guess. Guess Joe. Well, Joe already knows. It was some anti-terrorist officers. Yeah. 2 officers from some anti-terrorism task force wanting to talk to me. They even pronounced my name correctly, which is disconcerting. No one pronounces my name correctly ever. Even my family has a problem with my name. Are you Douglas Paskevich? They knew how to say it. Which leads me to believe they know of me. Or, you know, something's wrong there. How do you know how to say my name? Anyhow, they want to talk to me. 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. And by the way, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, which means I went to sleep about 3 hours ago. And I look like it, you know. I'm all disheveled. My beard's all over the place. I look like the kind of guy they should be cuffing and throwing into their Jeep. This is not good. So I go, huh? That's exactly what I said, Joe. Well, huh? Way to get things off on the right foot, huh? Huh? Yeah, you're Douglas Vascavage, right? Uh-huh. And we'd like to talk to you. Is that okay? Yeah. I get. What's this all about? Well, can we talk to you inside? It's, because it's like 30 degrees out here and windy. And I go, and then I stop. What's on my desk? But a bunch of pictures of terrorists! And drawings of a school bus blowing up! No. It's messy up there. And I think to myself, well, I'll just take him down to the... We can talk in the basement. I almost said, we can talk in the basement. What's in the basement? A bunch of cut-up metal tubes and a half-sawed-up walker. How am I going to explain that one? I go, it's awful messy in there. Can we talk? Well, can we just talk in the hallway? And I think to myself, okay, the hallway's fine. And I lead them upstairs. What's in the hallway? Yeah. Three boxes of shotgun shells that rolled everywhere. How about I just wait in the car? So I bring him upstairs and let him sit in the hallway where there's the least amount, the least incriminating thing that I have right now, which is three boxes of shotgun shells that have rolled everywhere. You've got an awful lot of shotgun shells lying around. Yeah, they spilled everywhere. And then I also have a globe that I drew all over. Remember, like, a year and a half ago, I was going to give away a globe on this podcast so that I, like, drew silly things on and stuff? Yeah, that's lying in the hallway. Okay, so there's two guys from an anti-terrorism task force in my hallway. There's shotgun shells all over the place and a globe that I drew a bunch of silly stuff on. Good morning. Good morning. How's your morning? Huh? How's your Friday going? Tell me about your bad day. So what this is all about is the FedEx that I got kicked out of, because it's a FedEx by the airport, and I refused to let them search my packages, or so they claim. And by the way, they searched my packages. I didn't refuse them searching my packages. I let them search them. My complaint was, I'm never coming back. I'm not going to do this again. That's what I said. So they looked through my packages. So, yeah. I don't even know what I'm legally allowed to say. I think I'll not discuss what was actually discussed, other than that. And I don't think it's going to come back to bite me in the ass, but I also suspect it will for some reason. So that was it. Yeah, great morning. Woo! Getting ready for the weekend. A couple of Fed boys in my yeah, great, super. They took a picture of me too, which I assume is not good. Well, they like took it on the sly while I was signing something, which I don't know what that. I don't know. How about I wait a week before I get into what was actually said? I think maybe that's wise. I think maybe I'll do that. There, yeah. So what else is going on, huh? What else is going on? Huh? You whiny kids out there still bitching about what the government's doing to you? Huh? Out in your little tents? Huh? Do they come to your house because you got an argument at FedEx? Or are they asking you politely to leave and then pepper spraying you when you don't? The Occupy Wall Street, I guess, like, blocked off a bunch of streets and stuff last night. That's great. Is anybody still on board with this, or what? Do I still got to try to convince you people that this is stupid? I added up the man hours with all this protesting, and they could have built the Hoover Dam. The Hoover Dam could have been built in, if you add up all, by all these people, if you add up all of them and all the man hours they've wasted just wandering around the park with their signs. What if they've accomplished nothing? We got our message out, man. I mean, you got your message out. Where did you get the message except from out? The message was already out. That's how you knew about it. You're just telling anybody they didn't already know. You're not investigative reporters. You guys didn't all go out and dig this up and you're, like, blowing the lid on some scandal. You're just telling everybody stuff they already know. And now you're blocking traffic. So you're out in the middle of the street with your tent. You deserve whatever you get because somebody's going to get killed trying to not run over you. Whatever. Maybe I could get some of these people to go to FedEx with me the next time. Well, I'm never going back there. The next time I go to a shipper, I'll bring them with me. Let them hang out in the parking lot, protest them looking through my artwork. Yeah, Joe wants to know why they have time to bother me. If there's all hell is breaking loose in downtown Milwaukee, I don't know. And I didn't feel like asking. I've got enough experience standing up for my rights and going to jail. I'm too old for that. I decided this time to just play nice and do what they say and answer their silly questions and see how that works. I even said that. I said I'm only going through all this because I'm too old to do otherwise. So I'm just going to try this out for grins and go along with all this. See if maybe this works. Because nothing else I ever do when I'm dealing with law enforcement works. One time, I used to get pulled over all the time when I had my Cutlass. One time, here's another great story. Do I got time? Okay. Another brief encounter with the police I had. Wasn't that brief, actually. I'm speeding. I'm going up. I think it was Fond du Lac. I was dating a girl who was going to college in the about 3 or 4 hours away from Milwaukee. So yeah, I'd go up there on the weekends. And I'm in my Cutlass, and I'm just flying. I think I was doing like 80, 90, something like that. I was flying. It was a 55, and I was doing like 80, probably 80. I have 90 miles an hour. The cop yelling at me. I was 25 over whatever that is. So it was 55, 65, 75, 80. So I was doing about 80. Whatever. They pull me over. And this was 15 years ago, maybe more. So I'm dressed, well, the same as I'm dressed now. I was just like a punk kid, you know? And I'm going, and this is, I'm pulled over halfway between there and Milwaukee. So it's some, you know, boss hog type town out in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. The cop pulls me over and he takes one look at me and convinced, asks me where I'm going. I tell him, asks me where I'm coming from. I tell him. So now he's concocted in his head that I'm running drugs up to the college from Milwaukee. You know, because he's in some small town and anybody in the big city is selling drugs. You know, that's what you're doing. You're selling drugs up in that college, I bet you. So the younger version of me who doesn't want to give the cops anything, you know, do you have anything in your vehicle? Do you have a reason to think I have anything, you know, I'm doing that. Do you have anything in your vehicle? Do you have a reason to think I do? Do you have any guns or weapons? Do you have any reason to think I have guns or weapons? You know, I'm just doing that whole thing, exercising my rights. I'm doing that whole smart-ass punk kid thing, exercising my rights, which I've decided not to do anymore. Well, can we search your vehicle? I said, no, you can't. Would you have something to hide? Yeah, I got a lot of stuff to hide, but none of it's illegal, so you can't search my vehicle. I said, do you have a warrant? I said, well, I can bring a drug-sniffing dog in here. I don't have to have a warrant for that. And I'm looking at him. I know this is a town of like 600. I said, you have a drug-sniffing dog. Then I laugh. He goes, I'll get one here. I said, go get it. Fine, get one. I'm all right, yeah. Go get one. I wasn't really speeding because I was in a hurry. I was just speeding because I was speeding. I'll wait here all day if you want. Go get your dog. So he does. Calls the sheriff. Gets the sheriff there with a drug-sniffing dog. That worked out great. So now they put the drug-sniffing dog in my car. There's no drugs in my car, so and the dog knows this. So the dog's, you know, he's looking out the window. You know, he's licking the window. His tongue's hanging out, and he's looking at me and barking. He's got a big smile on his face. And he pulls him out of the front seat, puts him in the passenger seat. You know, again, dog, you know, sniffs around a little bit, and then he's just, okay, what are we doing now? Got something I can lick? Can I sniff a crotch? What are we doing? There's nothing in here. Let's go. I got crotches and sniff. Can we go? You know, dumb look on his face. So then the cop pulls him out, puts him in the front seat again, and then, like, grabs his nut sack. So he, the dog found some drugs. I said, you just, you know, I saw the cop reach in and grab the dog. I didn't see him, you know. I didn't see for sure he grabbed him by the sack. But I did see him reach in, and then the dog yelp in pain. It wasn't a, I found drugs. It was, what the hell? See, he found drugs. So then he pulls the dog out and he roots through my whole car, you know, and then he's got two cops there, the other two cops from that town. They're all standing around and they're just waiting. Oh, I'm going to get something on this guy. They don't find anything. Pull all the seats out. They don't find anything. They shove the dog back in. The dog is now just licking my half-empty bag of Doritos. Dog's got his nose in my Doritos. Get the dog out of my... Stand back, sir. I was going to eat the sir, stand back, you know. Is that, you know, he's like putting his hand up by his gun. Like he's going to, you know, double tap me for trying to get my Dorito bag away from a dog. Fine, put my hands up. So then they pop the hood, you know, they like take a bunch of stuff apart. And, you know, they take the air cleaner out to see if I have drugs hidden in the air cleaner. Look through the trunk, nothing. Of course there's nothing in my car, you idiot. Would I be lipping off to a cop if... I had drugs in my car? No. So then, they all leave. That's it. They leave. They don't tell me I'm free to go. You know, they mull around for a little bit, you know, and they grumble to themselves, and then they leave. Leave me on the side of the road with my car all torn apart. Don't tell me I'm free to go. Don't tell me nothing. They just leave. And, by the way, forgot to give me a ticket. After I stood there for about, you know, a minute, wondering if they're coming back or not, then realizing they're not, and I screamed down the road, "You forgot my speeding ticket! I guess I'll just go now!" Morons. So, yeah. That's me and cops. Good times. I got many stories like that. I could probably go on for about 2 hours. We could just do this whole podcast, just Doug's run in with the police. Want to make that a segment? I don't want to do that. It's depressing. So what do you think, Joe? You think I'm going to hear any more from these two, or think that's it? Joe thinks that's it. I don't think that's it. I don't know. We'll see. All I need is more stress. I've got this card right on my desk. Just as a reminder. I asked him for his card. I don't know why. When I disappear off the face of the earth, then you can ask this officer and he'll deny ever seeing me. It'll give you something to do. What else is I going to talk about? Anything? I mean, we kind of filled up pretty much time with just my fantastic morning. Didn't I make notes and stuff? Everything else seems kind of pale in comparison to that. OWS, I really don't care about them now. What a great start to my weekend. What a great start to the winter. Just in time for my seasonal affective disorder. Who's calling me? The police? Yeah, ignore that. What the hell was I talking about? I was talking about stuff I don't want to talk about. There's no conventions coming up. I don't even have anything to plug now. There's no conventions coming up. You could go to arsenicloboys.com and buy some shirts or something. In case I need money for an attorney. And buy some hoodies, you... stupid phone. Anyhow. Yeah, buy some stuff. I printed. Everybody was asking for hoodies, and I printed up hoodies, and now no one's buying hoodies. Buy some hoodies. Sons of bitches. Or something. Buy something. I suspect I'm going to need legal counsel. I don't know. Probably not. What are they going to do? Stick me in a 10x10 hole for the rest of my life? How's that going to be any different than now? Other than it'll be cleaner and I won't have to draw anything. Maybe they'll force me to draw propaganda. That'd be fine. They'd be good at that. So yeah, no conventions coming up. Nothing. Just right from all sorts of conventions to this. And now the winter. Now icy, cloudy, barren death. Followed by the Christmas season. So I'll be in a great mood for the next 3 months. My winter depression will kick in. And the last convention wasn't even good. It was some horror convention. And three of the quote-unquote, there's no stars at a horror convention, but, you know, three of the big names canceled. So nobody came. It was a ghost town. You know, and then the people who were there, you know, since it's a horror convention, not a comic book convention, they didn't know who the hell I was. So I just got to sit there for 2 days and watch tumbleweeds blow past. And eventually, you know, somebody will wander by and go, so who are you exactly? I draw for Mad Magazine. How long you been doing that? About 5 years. You know, that's not... That's not good. That's not the ego boost I need going into the winter. It used to be that the show in Minnesota was the last show, and it'd be 2 days of people telling me how great I am and how much they love my stuff, and that would get me through till at least Christmas before I'd be depressed and want to kill myself, and then I'd only have to get through 2 months of that, and then it'd be spring and more conventions again. This year, nothing. This year, the last show was just a kick in the nuts, and then... The government's going to watch me now, or who knows what. At least someone's watching me. At least someone's going to care. If I blow my brains out, at least they'll know. At least, it won't be like most winters where I shoot myself. Nobody will find my body till spring because no one comes to visit, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Am I depressing you? Just as we should end it. Okay. You're probably right. You're right. Now, if the last 3 minutes are just going to be me pissing and moaning, then we might as well stop. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Oh, what was I going to plug? ArsenicLullabies.com. Go there and buy something. Would you? Until next time. Think.